The United States in the late 19th century is often called laissez-faire, meaning hands off the economy. The government doesn't take much role in the economy. And there's some truth to that. The truth to it is that compared to the 20th century role of government in the political economy, the federal government in particular in the United States had no kind of provision for unemployment insurance or extensive plan for trying to modulate against economic crises and things like that that would later come. And yet, the state plays a very important role in American economic development in the late 19th century. We can see that starting with the Civil War, which of course was this massive mobilization by the Union side, which matters most for late 19th century economic development, to not just move troops, but to have production retooled for war. So the Civil War is a boon to manufacturing. It's a boon to weapons manufacturing and, of course, steel and iron production, and mining comes with that. And also meat packing. Actually, the American meat packing industry really gets its start during the Civil War because you need to feed these armies, and you have the tinned meat being manufactured in Chicago from cattle that's brought in off the Great Plains. And furthermore, the war actually changes government policy because once the South withdrew from the Union, the North was left to do things at the level of Congress and the presidency that they had wanted to do for a long time, but hadn't been able to do so as long as the Southern politicians were also in the Congress with them. So, for instance, they were able to raise tariffs on manufacturing goods coming into the United States from Britain and elsewhere, and that made domestic manufacturing more competitive against cheaper produced, more advanced industrial products coming in from elsewhere. They, of course, ended slavery with the end of the Civil War, which was a huge change in the labor force because now free labor prevailed across the United States and wage labor was more typical. They also passed something called the Homestead Act that allowed settlers to claim land in the West, and part of that was a disbursement of large amounts of public lands to the railroads in order to build rails. Transcontinental Railroad was completed first 4 years after the Civil War, not accidentally, because of the measures that were taken during the war to allow for that. So the Civil War is a boon to manufacturing, a boon to independent national economic development on an industrial basis. The expansion of the railroads, and really within about 10 years of the Civil War, railroad track mileage had doubled in the United States. And this has several dimensions. One thing is just building the railroad itself spurs other economic development because you need the timber for the tracks and you need the steel for the locomotives and for the rail and so forth. And you're building various towns spring up along the way with the railroad. And so there's all kinds of ancillary economic activity. But then there's the fact of the transportation getting cheaper and cheaper and things being able to be shipped for longer and longer distances. And you get the more of an integration of a national market, because before they'd have to send a clipper ship from San Francisco up to the East Coast or something like that. And now you've got the rail and the speed of the steam locomotive. So the railroads are a key feature. You'd had a sort of transportation revolution of the early 19th century with canals and a little bit of early railroad, but it was nothing like happened immediately after the Civil War.